Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Nun Zayin Omud Beis, and in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, Simen Kuf Samach Beis. We began Sif Beis in yesterday's Shir, and we'd begun with what the Mechaber had said was if somebody pours water on his hands, he has to make sure that there can't be any dirt on his hands. What happens if a person only has exactly a revius, and there's some dirt on his hands? So yesterday the Mechaber said you can pour a little bit of water first, get rid of the lichluch, and then do two remaining pourings, and that would be good b'dieved. So here, the second pouring is really the equivalent normally of the first pouring, and then the third pouring is normally the equivalent of the second pouring. So in usual cases, the first pouring, the water that you pour cleanses the hands, make the hands tar, but the water, paradoxically, that's on the hand itself became tameh. And the mayim shneim that you normally pour make that water tar. Here it's one additional step. The first water is only getting rid of the lichluch. It doesn't do anything to be metar yadayim. The second pouring is the equivalent to the normal mayim rishonim, which makes your hands tar, but the water on them now is tameh. And the third pouring is the equivalent normally of the mayim shniim, which will make the water on your hands now tar. So we're up to the Mishneh Berurah in Sukkot and Yutes, and he writes, the chayin isa b'mesechus yadayim. What I just told you was all found in Mesechus Yadayim. The note to yadav tzorich lishpoch shtei pa'amim ayadav. When you normally wash the tilas yadayim, we pour twice. The mayim rishonim to make your hands tar, and the mayim shniim go and make the water that's on your hands, which became tameh when it touched your hands, now tar. Hainu akishim nikiyim. And this is true, the Mishneh Berurah says, even if your hands were clean beforehand, below lichluch, without any dirt on them. The first waters that you pour in your hand, they go and make the hands clean. And if you didn't pour a full revius, those waters themselves, however, become tameh. Because that water, when it came into contact with your hands, had the ability to make your hands tar, but paradoxically, simultaneously, it becomes tameh. Again, unless, as I said before, and many times in previous shurim, that you poured in an entire revius. The din is if you pour the entire revius, as we've mentioned many times, the water does not become tummy. But here you poured less than an entire revius, so the water becomes tummy. Vashnim, then the second time that you pour in the normal circumstances, matarin osam, makes that water that's on your wrist and on your hand tahar. The nigmar taras yadayim, and that finishes and completes the tahara that you get with netilas yadayim. However, umiyu, in this situation, kasav v'beis yosef b'shem kama poskim, here the mechaber brings down, in the name of different poskim, do davkim lo shofach harvias bavasachas o shtei yodav. This is only true if you didn't pour the entire revius on your hands simultaneously. El shofach mimeno ayodav achas achas. You did a little bit of the revius on your hand, and then you did a little bit of revius on the other hand. Mitzas azu u'mitzas azu. O shenechzer revius lavaris halichluch. Or, as in the case over here, you poured a little bit of the water first onto the hands to remove the lichluch, the dirt that was on your hands. The chanal, as we've already explained, as tzorich lishpoch shtei panim. Then you still have to pour two more times. Avo kishu shofach harvias bavas achas al shtei yodav. But if you poured, as I've mentioned now many times, if you poured the entire revius on your hands, v'koshikin al kolachas v'achas revius, or if on each hand you poured a revius, then certainly that's good. In tzorich l'mayim shniim l'tarim. Then technically, the mechaber's opinion is that you don't have to pour a second pouring. Then there is no water that's tummy, so there's no need. You've accomplished the tahar of your hands. There's no reason to get rid of the water that's tummy, because the water is not tummy in this scenario where you poured the entire revius, as we've already explained many times. Again, we pointed out halach lemaisa that we're machmir to pour the mayim shniim according to certain poskim anyway, regardless of this din. In any event, Sif Katan Chof, the Mishneh Berurah writes that you pour it the third time, letahar hamayim shagav heyadayim. In our case, where the first pouring was for lichluk, the second pouring is to be metar the yadayim, third pouring is to be metar the water that's left on your yadayim, and this third pouring is nikroim, the heim nikroim shniim be'etzim natila. They have the halachic status of being like the normal second pouring, the pam rishon shechoshav kan ein etzim natila, because here the first time you poured isn't really called part of natila's yadayim. That was to get rid of the lichluch. That's only was getting rid of the dirt, and it doesn't have the status of netilas yadayim. So the second pouring is like the first normal pouring, and the third pouring is like the normal second pouring. Vida, and one should know, and that which the Mechaber said, that all three times it could have the origins being just the revius, who dafkin by a maim soviv kolaya b'shir netila. That's as assuming that you at least have poured, in the last two times, water all over your hands. If you haven't accomplished that, then you haven't made your hands tar. Now we go back to the Mechaber. And the Mechaber says, if a person doesn't have any dirt on his hands, or anything that will present itself as a chatzitza, so then all you need to do is shofech al shtei yodov revias b'vasachas bein tzorach mayim shniyim, as we've already pointed out. And the Chabi here says, if there is no dirt on your hands, so when you're pouring it the first time, you really can get away with pouring it just one time if you pour a revias on both of your hands simultaneously, or a full revias on each hand, the right hand and then the left hand. So then you don't even need, in this situation, mayim shniyim. Mishnah Berurah comments over here in Sivkot and Chaf Aleph, and he says, Hatam, the reason for this is, the revias b'vasachas asol k'mikveh d'metaheres. Because the rabbi set up that if you pour an entire revias, it has the same halachic status as if you toveled your hands in a mikvah. And in this situation, when you tovel your hands, the water is tahar. Water doesn't become tummy by you sticking your non-clean tummy hands into the water. So to over here, if you pour an entire revias, the rabbi said that that revias doesn't metame any of the water when you're pouring it on your hands. And therefore, an entire revias poured on the hands doesn't result in any water that's tame. If there's no water that's tame, then there's no need, technically, to pour the mayim shniyim. Well, lekach, therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, ain't tzarach l'mayim shniyim. There is no purpose, no need for the second water. However, but if your hands had something dirty on them or something that's an interposition of chatzitza, then you needed to pour some of the water, not for the purposes of netilas yadayim, but to get rid of the interposition, to get rid of the chatzitza, the dirt. And the amount of water that you have left is a revius minus X. Whatever you poured for the getting rid of the lichloch is missing from the revius. So then, bal karcho, then absolutely necessity, tzarech lishneim, then you definitely must pour a mayim shniyim, which in this case will be the third pouring, in order to be metayer the water that was left on the hands after the second pouring. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'da'adiyei shomrim d'min hadin tzorach li'ol mayim shniyim." There is an opinion, and this in the Chafetz Chaim in the Shaar Tzion Sifkot Yud Zayin says that this opinion is based upon the Ravid and the Rashba, and it's also mashma from the Vilna Gaon, that you must always pour a mayim shniyim, even though you poured an entire revias. So min hadin sorach li'ol mayim shniyim. This opinion holds that you always have to have a mayim shniyim, v'im ein lo rak revias, and therefore if you only have exactly revias, yishbok v'mena b'shtei pamim. Pour it not all at once, but pour two times, even though it's not pouring the entire revias at once, but you do accomplish this din of shniyim, and you'll accomplish the same thing by being matar the water anyway that was tummy after the first pouring. V'afilu minotel revias b'vasachas, akol yad v'yad. And even according to this opinion, if you pour the entire revias on both hands simultaneously, or on each hand, they had a revias for each hand, revias b'fnei atzmo. Nevertheless, tzarech achakach gamkin mayim shniyim. This opinion of the Ravid, the Rashba, and the Vilna Gaon says that you must also still pour mayim shniyim. And how do we paskin? So the Mishnah Berurah says, v'kosel l'chayodim, the yesh lin hokein. We should always do mayim shniyim. We should always pour twice on each hand. So even if you're pouring an entire revias on the right hand, you should then pour a little bit more on the right hand. Then if you pour an entire revias on the left hand, you still should pour a little bit more on the left hand. Litol revias al koyad, v'gam shniyim. You should always do an entire revias if possible, plus, again, a second pouring. The second pouring doesn't have to be a full revias, whatever it is. And this is optimal. This is l'chatchila. If you have enough water available. Baruch Hashem, today, with our faucets and easy access to water, that usually is not a problem. But to go and find additional water, somebody's, let's say, traveling on the road and he barely has a revias, so then to go and stop and go out of his way to get additional water, it's not necessary. Nira de eino tzarech. He doesn't have to do so. And the Chafetz Chaim brings this down in the Shaar Tzion, Sivkot Yudches. If somebody's always medaktik to go and always pour at least a revias and then an additional mayim shniyim, he should do this with a bli neder type of a statement. Because if he doesn't, when you do something, a hahaga tova, without saying bli neder, so then that makes it for you in like a neder that you have to keep on doing this all the time. So you don't want to put yourself in a situation where you're trying to be machmer over here, ends up actually causing you at a later point in time to be nichshol. And Dershu footnote number 16 brings this down, and he says, this is what the Ber Hetev in Sivkot Yud is telling us in the name of the Beis Yosef. You should always try to do like this more optimal l'chatchila way. However, you shouldn't be makabel upon yourself as a neder, because if one time you don't have it, then you're going to go and be over your neder, so to say, you're at hagatova, and therefore a person should always say b'li neder when he does something like this. So again, back to the Mishnah Berurah. You don't have to be matriach yourself to do this, because there is a very valid opinion that we brought down that says you don't have to. It's only the Machmirim over here, the Raiva, the Rashba, and the Gra that say you should always pour Mayim Shniim, and therefore the Rova Poskim Ekelub is there, since most Poskim don't hold like this, Uchstima Samachaber, the Revias of Asachas Ensar Shniim, and we hold, in fact, for the basic Etzim Halacha, like the Stam Machaber over here, who said that you don't need Mayim Shniim if you, in fact, poured an entire Revias. Therefore, V'cheinir Adas Achronim, it appears that you can rely upon this certainly b'di'evid, and one doesn't have to go, if it's difficult, to go get additional waters. But again, l'chatchila, we are noted to follow this opinion to always pour mayim shniim, and again, chazer, if you can, the optimal way to do Netilas Sidayim is to pour an entire revius on your right hand, and then pour some additional water on your right hand, and then take the kli, and if it has another revius plus in it, you pour that on your left hand, and you save then a revius initially on your left hand, and with the remaining water, or additional water, you then pour the second time on the left hand. That is the optimal way to go and do Netilas Yudayim. And in fact, the Ramah says something very akin to this, and he writes, Hagah, Fuad dinim hoyulo mayim rabin, if a person has a lot of water, rochets trila ma'at kedi lo'asir lichlo, first wash your hands to get rid of the dirt, v'yachakach shochev revius ki'achad, and then pour an entire revius on your hands, either both together or each one after the other. In this situation, you wouldn't technically need the Mayim Shlishim, although as we brought down, there is this opinion to be Machmir, like the Raivid, the Rashba, and the Vilna Gaon. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chav Beis explains Mayim Rabim. Hainu afilu rak ma'at yosem revius. Even if you have only a little bit more than revius, that's called Mayim Rabim. B'chdei shi'ya lo lahasir alich. Look, you have enough dirt to get rid of the dirt. V'yishar revius shleim, and you still have a full revius, so that's called Mayim Rabim. Then the Ramah continues and he says, Hanoto Yodav, after you wash your hands, Tzorich l'shafshafam zubazu. After you wash your hands, you should rub them together, one into the other. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chav Gimel explains, Hainu afilu not ha'revius ha'kol yad v'yad. This is even if you poured in an entire revius on each hand. V'chein, b'matbil yodav. And the same thing would be true if you toveled your hands, so you certainly got the entire hand in something larger than a revius. Nevertheless, the minhag, he says, is to go and be mishafshef, to rub your hands together. Siv Katan Chav Dalad, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Niru shehu kidei lahavir halichlo chetev hetev. This is to get rid of any dirt that may have been on your hands to make sure that it's totally gone. V'hurak b'chatchila v'lo yekuva. And he says this din is just l'chatchila, you should do this. Certainly it doesn't ma'akev, it's not ma'akev if you don't do this. And he says, look in the Bach, which is brought down in Dir Shufut number 19, Shekavonaso Shela'acha Shabach Don Vitzidu Shelechalocha Eincho V'Leshavshim. The Bach says you don't have to do this. So he writes, Mikom Makom Haminag L'Shavshim, the Minag is to rub your hands together, Vein L'Shanos. However, the Bach does say you don't have to do this. The issue foot number 17 brings down the question, when should you do the shifshuf? So the Morgan Avram writes, Roy l'shafshef l'achar shvicha rishon. You should do the shifshuf, the rubbing of the hands together, after the first pouring. The Shulchan Aruch Harav writes, Kishenotel merivias, if you're starting off with an entire revias, then after you pour the revias, yishafshef miyad. Ukishenotel pachs merivias, but if you're pouring less than a revias the first time, so then you shouldn't rub your hands after the first time. Yasekein l'achar shenotel mayim shtim. You should do it after you pour the second waters on both of your hands. Dishu foot number 18 brings down from the Likutei Mariach, from the Sefer Derech Su'udo L'Maram Paparish, Shebechli Ubimayim Ubinatila Ubishivshuf Nerumazim Sodos Gedolim. Our entire process of Netilas Yadayim, which involves taking a proper kli and having a proper amount of water, and then doing the pouring of the water on the hands, and then the rubbing of the hands together, has very, very deep Kabbalistic ideas involved in it. And he brings this down in the name of the Kaf HaChaim as well. Shalpiha Mekubalim Yesh L'Shavshef Es Yodav. You should, in fact, rub your hands together based upon the Mekubalim. And he adds, Sha'af Shebepri Eitz Chaim Uba'olas Tomid Mashmeh Shemaspik Pamachas. Even though they seem to indicate that one time rubbing the hands together is enough, he brings down from the Rashash, Sheyesh L'Shavshef Sholosh Pamim, that one should, in fact, go and rub three times. L'maisa, I saw brought down the name of Eretz Gedolim, that today most people are not Meshavshef with their hands, and that was only in the times of the Gemara, when they didn't have easy access to water and they weren't sure that the hands were really getting clean. But nowadays that we, Baruch Hashem, have usually plenty of access to a large amount of water, it isn't as necessary, and many do not do this. And I saw this brought down in the name of Rabbi Yashiv. He says that he doesn't think it's necessary to do this today. Siv Kimmel. The Mechaber writes, No tal mikzas yodo, v'chazar v'hosif no tal nishar miyodo. If somebody washed part of the hand with the Mayim Rishonim, and then the chazar v'hosif, and he goes and does the netilas yadayim on the rest of his hand, tanisha miyodo. So this is not good. Two separate washings of the hand with a significant break in between, as we'll see. Hare yodo tumeya, his hands remain not clean, they're tame, kamo shaisa, just like they were beforehand. The ein netil lechatzoyin, because you can't pour a half and then pause for a significant amount of time and pour another half. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Chafhei. The first time you poured the water in your hand, it didn't reach all the way to the wrist. Shushir and Atila, which is the proper way to do this, as we've already pointed out. And there he brings down the other opinion we had in Kufsa Machalif, and he says, according to that opinion, if you didn't do it to the knuckles, the same thing would apply. And now you want to go and fill up the rest of the hand that you didn't wash the first time with water. After most of the first waters have already dried, and there isn't still water on your hand, that if somebody were to touch your hand and then they would touch something else, it would make it wet. So then this isn't a good netilas shadayim, because we don't have this concept of washing your hands in part. Sivchat and Chavav, the Mishnah Berurah explains, anisha miyado, anything that's left in his hand that wasn't washed is not going to be now washed with new waters. However, avol in behosofa yitil mayim akol ayad shapridomi. But if he now washes with the second waters the rest of the hands, and it was one continuous, no real pausing, the water didn't dry off, then it is good. Sivchat and Chav Zayin, but if you didn't do this, it stays your hands unclean, kamoshai, so like they were unclean before. But tzarich lito michadosh, and now if a person wants to still eat bread, he has to wash his hands anew, al kol hayad kedin netila, and do it on the entire hand in the proper fashion. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes, vein tzarich lenagid mitchila, you do not have to go and dry your hands off, even though they're wet from the first pourings. That would be okay, according to most poskim. He brings down in the Shaar HaTzion, in Os Katan Chav Dalet, kein mashma b'mamori Mordechai, this is the opinion of the Mamre Mordechai, and seems to be the understanding of the Rambam as well. However, in the issue footnote number 22, he brings down that while this is true, the Chazon Ish disagreed with this and said you must dry off your hands in between. He doesn't understand how the waters would become tar that were poured originally with not the good Netilas Yadayim, and therefore the Chazon Ish's opinion is that you dry the hands off before you wash again the proper way. Sivkat and Chavchez, the ain netila lechatzoyim, Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah Berurah says, the ain derech netila bekach. This isn't the proper way to wash your hands with a huge interruption in between the first and second pourings. Again, when the first pouring did not have a revise. However, the Mechaber continues and he says, v'madayin yesh al miktas hayad shenata b'tchila tofeach amanas latviach. However, even though you only poured on part of the hands, but that hand is still wet, and it's wet enough that it would make another person's hand wet, and when they touch something, that would make that second object wet as well. So then, haray, this would in fact be zu tohora. That would be a good netilas yadayim. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Chavtes explains, haino shenishar aleo mayim kolkach shahanoge abo yirotev yodo. There's enough water left on his hand that if a person were to touch that, his hands would become wet. And they'd be wet enough that you could go touch something else and make that thing wet. Therefore, in this situation, we say that the original pouring hasn't yet stopped because the hands are still wet. And it can be mitzdarif now. It can combine with the second pouring over here. And therefore, the heavy can netila achas. And we view this as one big netila. And since you wash the entire hands, it is a good netila shaddai. Sivkat and Lamed, Harezu Tahora, Mishnah Berurah explains, Yesh Me'achron Mishakosfu, those Achronim that say, he brings us down in the name of the Mogen Avraham, the Davko Bidi'evit ain't Tzorech Lachas Ovelito. This is only good Bidi'evit. However, Lechatchilo, Tzorech Lito B'Vasachas Kol Yad. You should rewash your hands, the entire hand at the same time. V'lav Davko B'Shvichachas, it doesn't have to be in one time. Elafilo B'Shtei Shvichos, you can always do your hands with two Netilos, two washings. As long as kol shalosha bein time klal, as long as you didn't have a significant interruption in between them, therefore it halachically is kishvich achas domi, even though you did it in two pourings. V'alkein, and therefore im notel mimei hahand pas. Therefore, if a person goes and pours the water on his hands from this utensil called a hand pas, which the tirgum at the bottom says is chovis kitana hanises biad, some sort of utensil that you carry with your hand, ayi dehatzinor, that's attached to a pipe shakorin kran, which is, we said, a berez, some sort of a spigot, or handle, some sort of a spigot again, where you have to adjust it to let the water flow in and flow out. Shapiv tsar, it has a narrow mouth. Vitzorik lepaskul sagur b'choshvichu shvicha, and you have to open and close it in each time in order to have kadesh yivo amayim mikoch gavra, to have the water considered to be coming out through the power of a human being, as opposed to once you open it up, it just keeps on flowing out because of gravity, as we've already discussed in Siman Kufin and Tes. Nevertheless, mikol makom ayidei zeman kotzer kazeh, there's such a short space in between, lo mikri hefsik, this wouldn't halachically be considered a hefsik, and this would satisfy the single pouring, even though it comes out as two separate pourings. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Mikol Makom, Im Yesh Lo Kli Acher, if you do have another utensil, much better Tov, Shelo Li Tov Mikli Zeh, don't use this unless it's under extenuating circumstances, you have no other choice. And he says, look in the Machzis HaShekel for a further discussion of this point. That concludes today's shiur.